The Billionaire's Psychopathic Wife or Other Title: Skeletons of the Marital Closet by Wen Tang. Chapter 201. When she was about to get off work, she suddenly heard a commotion at the door when she was taking a final look at the designs. She looked up and saw Sean walking in, surrounded by a group of people. Why had he come to the jewelry department? Thinking of those conversations between him and Susan, that he might have been fascinated by her, made Gail inexplicably feel her heart beating faster. She never tried to seduce him. She just wanted to stay as far away from him as possible. Why did he feel that way? Is it just a man's instinct? Gail looked back and continued to do her own work. Who knew? Gail, Sean called her name directly. How could she not answer? Under the gossip and watchful eyes of colleagues, Gail stood up. Yes. Come out. What? What was Sean trying to do? Aren't there enough rumors? Mr. Wood, I still have work to do. Do it tomorrow. But, Sean had already turned around, and the crowd spontaneously made way for him. Under the watchful eyes of everyone, Gail bit the bullet and followed behind him, leaving the company together. After getting in the car, Gail could not help but ask, "What do you want, Sean?" "We are going home. I have legs, I can walk by myself." He brushed the dust off his cuffs. "We are going to the Wood Mansion later." Gail replied, "Oh, then, could have sent me a message or asked Fiona to tell me. Why are you so afraid of me coming to the jewelry department to find you? You haven't heard gossip about us in the company." Sean raised his eyebrows deeply. "No, because no one dares to gossip in front of me." Gail was speechless. "Then I'll tell you. There is a colleague who said that I am being taken care of by you as your mistress." Sean thought deeply for a few seconds. "She's right." Sean replied, "You eat my food, wear my clothes and live in my house. I am indeed taking care of you. I am your wife. You brought it upon me. You are the one who got the marriage certificate. It's a legal marriage. It was you who didn't say anything about the marriage that caused rumors." Gail was also annoyed. She hated this because she was an independent working woman who was self-sufficient. It was Sean who broke her wings and prevented her from flying, and how dare he still sit here saying that he was taking care of her? Hilarious. Sean looked at her frizzy hair calmly. After a long while, he spat out a word. "Oh." Gail almost vomited blood, turned her head, looked out the car window, and ignored him. The car drove into the Wood Mansion. Lucas's face was full of smiles, and as soon as he saw Gail, he asked, "How are you feeling recently? Did you take good care of your body? I can't wait to show off my baby." Chapter 202. "Everything is fine, Grandpa." "Well, if you need anything, you must tell me. You can't treat my goody grandson badly." Lucas looked at Sean and said, "Sean, the people I arranged to work for you have all been kicked out of Temporally Hall. I haven't settled that score with you yet. My place is full of people, Grandpa. I don't need you to do that." Gail finally understood. No wonder Sean allowed Susan to move in. When such a big fall happened, Lucas did not show up. It turned out that he did not know it at all, as the spy was removed. Lucas said, "I'm not there to care for you. Thank you, Grandpa, for remembering. For the sake of the great, grandson, I will not settle this score with you." Lucas smiled again. He looked at Gail and asked about her current situation. Paula was beside him, with a face that looked reluctant, and glanced at Gail's stomach from time to time. Seeing that Lucas has been fussing about Gail, Paula could not help but say, "Okay, the housekeeper of Temporally Hall will definitely take good care of Gail, so don't worry about it. Let's talk about business." "What are you talking about?" "My great grandson's matter is not serious. This is the most important thing for the Wood family this year. I don't mean that. Today's family banquet is related to the future of Paula's son. I know, I'm not old and confused. Sean, come to my study." Sean sat still. He probably guessed. "You want to talk to me about my half-brother?" "Yes. Your brother is about to return to the country. We need to plan his return. There's no room for two tigers in one mountain. You understand this principle better than me. Hey, he's your younger brother." Lucas walked to the study. "Come up." Paula smiled and said, "Sean, hurry. I'm here to chat with Gail, don't worry." Sean looked sideways at Gail. "Sit tight. Where can I go?" Sean and Lucas left, and Paula's face quickly turned pool lead down. She hummed, "You are really something. Now in the Wood family, you are a big celebrity, and I have to tip my hat to you." Gail lowered her head and drank tea, not answering her words. Last time, Paula forcibly took her to the hospital for a paternity test, and she still remembered it. Fortunately, Summer stole the test tube for identification and successfully destroyed it. Paula must have failed to make this identification. What surprised Gail was that Paula did not respond. Neither came to her angrily, saying that the appraisal could not be done, whether she had destroyed it, nor did she declare triumphantly that she was not carrying Sean's child. What happened? Paula's mouth suddenly stopped moving. Seeing Gail like this, Paula became angry. You can be arrogant in front of me. I tell you, when my son returns, the Wood family's situation will change." As she spoke about her son, Gail suddenly remembered. Sam was about to approach him. Chapter 203. Paula said, "You are not the only one who could get pregnant. As soon as my son comes back, I will arrange for him to marry a wealthy daughter of the Wright family and have heirs for the Wood family, making Lucas happy." Paula watched Gail take the lead and felt insecure. She wished that Gail gave birth to a daughter later so that the threat to her and her son would be reduced by more than half. It's a daughter, after all. The position of the eldest grandson is still vacant. Paula asked, "By the way, Gail, have you checked to see if it's a boy or a girl?" Gail replied, "I can't tell right now. Besides, I won't check." "Why?" "It does not matter," Paula snorted. "You're joking. You wish it was a boy, haha." She did not want to answer. Paula wanted to go to the kitchen to have a look. Seeing that she was leaving, Gail pretended to inadvertently ask, What was the result of the examination you gave me last time? You should tell me too. Speaking of this, Paula was very angry. Gail was clearly pregnant with Sean's child, but she was earlier so frightened that it made her think that something was wrong. Weird. Paula quickly walked away. There's nothing to say. Gail, don't be too proud. She was not proud. Everyone just thought that she was lucky and that she would have no worries about food and clothing when she was married to a wealthy family. In fact, she was so miserable, and life was hard. Gail could only talk to the child in her womb. Mommy is so tired, she wanted to give up many times. But when I think of you, Mommy is motivated again. Dad will find us, right? Even if, in case he never comes, we will still have each other. After half an hour, Lucas and Sean returned to the living room. Lucas's face was a little ugly, but Sean was as calm as usual. Paula's heart skipped a beat. Lucas, eat, don't bring it up. I won't eat this meal. Grandpa, I will take my leave, Sean said slowly. What did you say? Sean bent over and pulled Gail from the sofa, and the corner of his mouth twitched. Gailie said that she wants to eat some old-fashioned ravioli, and I plan to take her there now. When did she say that? Sean actually used her as a shield. Also called her Gailie. She got goosebumps. Lucas was also not stupid. Don't fool me. I didn't hear her talk to you. Sean shook his phone. She messaged me. Fine. Pregnant women are indeed greedy, and they must eat whatever they want. For Gail's sake, I won't care about you. Lucas waved his hand and agreed. Thank you, Grandpa, for your understanding. Sean took Gail's waist and strode out. Lucas was also very moved by their relationship. Gail could only cooperate with him and did not dare to move at all. It was not until she walked out of the old house that she struggled a little. Let me go. However, Sean's hand tightened. What? Grandpa can't see us. You can let me go. You seem to be thinner, Gail. She paused and replied subconsciously, if I live well, how can I get thinner and thinner? I'm pregnant, she tried very hard to eat and care for herself. However, she did not know if it was a physical problem or if she really suffered too much. Chapter 204. Sean hugged her waist until they reached the side of the car. He opened the door for her and fastened her seat belt. It made Gail even more afraid to move. What was he smoking? Sean said, I'll take you for ravioli now, Gailie. Gail swallowed. You are not normal. Sean behaving like this will make her feel more frightened and restless. He raised his eyebrows. Aren't you used to it? Yes, Gail, you really don't know what's wrong. Sean's face turned cold, and he went around the front of the car and sat in the cab. Gail breathed a sigh of relief. It was back to normal for him. Just now, it seemed like he took the wrong medicine. Sean really brought her to eat ravioli in an unremarkable little shop on the side of the road. The table was greasy, the chairs were very crude, and the owners were busy. A person like Sean, with wealth and good looks, seemed out of place in this small shop. Do you come here often? Gail asked. I haven't been here for several years. She felt strange. She would not even think twice about eating here typically. The ravioli are coming. The boss brought them over quickly, steaming hot. Gail could not wait to take a bite but was burned by the hot sauce. She quickly stuck out her tongue. Stupid woman. Sean handed over the tissue. I didn't expect it to be so hot. Eat slowly. No one will rob you. Gail blew the steam off and then carefully ate one. Wow, it tastes really good. The ravioli looked ordinary, but the skin was thin, and the fillings were fresh with a good sauce. Soon she finished the bowl. Sean, only ate half of it. The Wood family has strict table manners. He eats slowly and elegantly. He was well trained. What are you looking at? Sean raised her eyes and met hers. I want to eat another bowl. Gail's cheeks were a little red. It was delicious, and she was hungry too. Sean paused for a while, then turned to the boss and said, another bowl. Okay. On the way back to Temporally Hall, Gail felt her belly bulging. Sean glanced at her deeply. Pig. She did not say a word and endured it as a courtesy, seeing as he paid for the meal. The car was parked in the garden, and Gail was about to open the door when suddenly her waist tightened, and Sean directly pulled her back. She just sat down, but her mind was still dazed, and his lips were already pressed down on hers. She froze. Gail did not respond. The smooth touch on her lips lasted for more than 10 seconds before she remembered to reach out and push Sean. She could only taste him in her mouth. Gail kept slapping Sean's shoulder. No, don't, she tried to turn her head away, but Sean forcibly straightened her head and did not let her back out. Moreover, he directly reached out and put down the co-pilot's seat. Gail exclaimed as she was flat on her back now. Chapter 205. Sean's body was covering hers. He trapped her between the seat and his chest, deepening the already sudden kiss. Gail could hardly breathe. Moreover, she felt a stirring. If he kept kissing her like this, something would happen. Sean is a man, and he has instinct and desire. Thinking of this, Gail bit him fiercely, and in response, he bit her too. Both of their lips were bleeding. Sean's hand landed on the button of her jacket, and he was about to undo it. Don't. Gail put his hands on his chest and forced him to stand up. The light inside the car was very dim, and the surroundings were quiet. Only the sound of Sean's heavy breathing sounded in his ears. Sean. What are you doing, you crazy, can't you feel it? Gail, I am your husband. I can exercise my right. She panicked. But you don't really want to marry me. But I want to touch you. What can you do? Gail said, you can go to Susan. She is very willing and will be waiting for you at any time. Sean snorted coldly. But you are my wife, Gail. Are you joking? Have you truly treated me as your wife? Have you treated me equally? Sean put his hands on her side of the body, slightly propped up. In the dark, he and she looked at each other and could see the emotions in each other's eyes. There was deep affection in his eyes. She was frightened, afraid, and uneasy. I hope I don't want you. Gail, do you want to protect that man's identity? Sean's eyes suddenly cooled. I'm not a random woman, and I'm not for you to seek pleasure. I'm not here for your fun, a plaything that solves your body's needs. Heh, who do you think you are? Gail, you came to me to atone for your sins. She bit her lower lip. That's not to be paid for with my body. Grandpa said if you give birth to a child of the Wood family, he can consider letting go of your father. Don't you have any conscience? Sean reminded her. Of course, she wanted her father to come out and return to normal life. You are hesitating, and it means you are willing to use your body to atone for your sins. Sean said mockingly, what are you doing, pretending to be all high and mighty? Is your dignity worth his? Gail replied, yes, I want to save my father. I also said before that if you want, after giving birth to this child, I can give birth to a child for you. Sean was strong and cold. Interrupting her words, he shouted, I don't want it later, I want it now. He was a man of honor. He had always gotten what he wanted. However, with Gail, Sean let his principles slide too many times. This woman is obviously his enemy, but he hates torturing her. Why is she so special? Gail looked at him blankly. Now? You want me now? Is he confessing? It sounded so tender. However, in the next second, Sean got out of the car quickly without closing the door and strode away. Gail sat up straight and quickly sorted out her messy clothes, watching Sean's figure getting farther and farther away. Fortunately, it was a false alarm. If Sean insisted on touching her in the car, she would have no room to escape. Gail returned to the servant's room with her lips numb. Chapter 206. She looked at the corner of her bitten lips in the mirror and cursed Sean deeply in her heart. Is this man a dog? He likes to bite? Before going to bed, Gail put on her earphones and listened to Susan's movements. Susan's life was quite vapid. She was either shopping or drinking afternoon tea. There is no useful information. Gail fell asleep after listening to it because it was too boring. Unexpectedly, Susan came to Temporally Hall early in the morning the next day. Gail was woken up by the sound in the earphones. Susan squeezed her throat and whimpered, Mr. Wood, you're up, I tried to call you. Gail was stunned for a few seconds before she got up and took off her earphones. She had to dawdle before going out. She did not want to see that woman, so she should stay away. In the master bedroom, Sean looked at Susan while wearing his shirt, frowning. Who let you in? She said, the housekeeper said you were here, so I'll come. Could it be? Mr. Wood, don't you want to see me? Just wait for me in the living room. I thought you weren't awake yet. Sean grabbed his suit jacket. Get out. Susan did not listen but went to bed and started to tidy up. Mr. Wood, go wash up. I'll make your bed, Her wrist was tightly held. Get out. Sean's face was quite gloomy. Don't make me say it a third time. You hurt me, Sean shook her off. Susan was a little aggrieved. I just want to help you do something. How could you hurt me? The servant will do it naturally. You don't need to do it. I want to be a good wife and mother, Susan wanted to say something, but after seeing Sean's eyes, she shut up and left. Sean dressed neatly and looked at the big messy bed. There was a reason why he would not let Susan sort it out. Sean raised his hand and lifted the quilt, only to see something indescribable on the sheet. He pulled it off with his hands and threw it on the ground with his leather shoes. Last night, he dreamed about Gail and woke up like this. That was Sean's secret. He did not even want to face it. This incident caused Sean to be in a very bad mood. Susan did not know what was going on and touched the tip of her nose. Before Sean went to the company, he did not say three words to her. She could not get angry, so she ran to the servants' room, trying to cause trouble for Gail, but realized that Gail had already left. Susan stomped her feet. You can escape today. I'll see if you can escape tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Wait for me. The housekeeper came over and said, Miss Susan, you can go now. What? You dare to drive me away? The garden is going to be weeded and sprayed. Are you sure you want to stay? Susan glared at him fiercely. I'll go. She thought that after the miscarriage, Mr. Wood would feel distressed for her, and his attitude would change. She did not expect that there would be no progress at all. Susan went to the mental hospital and found Dean. Dad. The dean smiled and said, Susan, what's the matter? I can see the ring on your hand from a distance. Oh, it's really bright. Let me take a good look. Chapter 207. The dean held Susan's hand and kept admiring it. How much is this worth? It is also a symbol of Mr. Wood's heart, a treasure that even Gail doesn't have. These words made her feel a little better, but she could not help but complain about Sean's attitude toward her. Dean comforted her, maybe there is something wrong with Mr. Wood, so you're upset. Don't always frown because of the little things. Look, the current situation is still in our favor. What? Dad, Gail's child has been around for so long, and we haven't gotten rid of it yet, it's really an evil child. Every time Gail's misfortune turns into good luck. This kind of thing can't come in a hurry. I didn't expect that you'd already come this far, dragged Gail to roll down together, and yet her child was safe and sound. She does have good luck, Dean replied. Susan folded her arms. Anyway, no matter how much she apologizes, I won't forgive her unless her child is gone. As long as I don't give up and cry to Mr. Wood a few more times, I don't believe Gail can hold on forever. Yes, yes, take it a step at a time. Anyway, she doesn't know whose child it is. Dean took off the ring as he spoke. They were playing with fire, and it paid off. He had never seen such a big diamond in his life, and now it belonged to his daughter. Susan, do you wear it every day? Yes, it is turning heads everywhere. Every time I raise my hair to brush my hair, people stare. Susan said smugly. Still, be careful. It's too valuable, in case there are robbers and thieves, I'm not afraid. Anyone who dares to rob is a dead man. Mr. Wood will not let him go. With Susan's high-profile temperament, How could she not show it off? It was worse than letting her die. Susan took the ring from the dean, put it on again, and kept admiring it. How's your injury? It hurts to roll down the steps, Dean asked Ed. It hurts. My bones are falling apart, and there are bruises on my knees now. But, it just didn't achieve the goal, and it's a little upsetting. I'm a normal person, and yet I've been in pain for several days, but she's a pregnant woman, and it's like nothing happened. It's okay, don't be depressed, go shopping, swipe Mr. Wood's card. For the next steps, I will find a way, don't worry, Susan. Dean made Susan smile again after coaxing and persuading her. The father and daughter had no idea that their conversation was being recorded. In Wood Group's jewelry department, Joe was discussing work with Gail. Gail listened carefully. Mr. Winter, okay, I understand. Well, don't worry, you'll be fine if you slow down. After all, you're pregnant. Thank you, Mr. Winter, for your concern. Joe laughed. I'm not happy that you are being so polite to me. Gail also smiled. As he was talking, he saw Summer walking in with a bunch of sunflowers in his hands when he looked up. Gail teased, "Hey, Summer received flowers? Which boy gave this to her?" As she said that, she glanced at Joe's face. Sure enough, Joe, who was happy a minute ago, looked gloomy. She said deliberately, "We are young and beautiful, we have a successful career, and it is normal to have suitors. Isn't it, Mr. Winter? Several men can't stand her temper. Well, people who like her will naturally tolerate her." Chapter 208. Only a big-hearted man can tolerate her. Gail blinked. Mr. Winter's heart is quite big. Why don't you try? Joe said, "Stop there. I am young and suave. I don't want a woman to tie me up early. Don't miss it. When the time comes, Summer will be taken by someone, and you may regret it." Why will I regret it? Joe said so, but he quickly walked to Summer very unhappily. Hey, where did you get the flowers? He asked. Summer looked at him and answered, "None of your business. You're supposed to be working. Why are you parading?" Summer's face is inexplicable. "I happened to be at the company's front desk, and I didn't run around the company with flowers." Joe frowned. "Who gave it to you?" "I," she was about to answer when she snorted again. "Does it matter? What matters is how good-looking and vibrant this bunch of sunflowers is." He said disdainfully, "The man who sends this kind of flowers has no taste." "Yes, yes, how can he be tasteful like you? Summer, your eyesight is a bit poor." Joe folded his arms with his arms, with a casual but concerned expression. "As a friend, I can help you check it out. After all, men know men best." "Thank you." She walked to Gail and handed the sunflower over. "Here. Me." Gail pointed to herself. Summer said, "Yes, it's for you. The card is still on it, I didn't peek at it." "What?" "It turned out that this bunch of sunflowers was for me." Gail took it in surprise and opened the card. "I wish you a speedy recovery, Orem. Summer came over. Which suitor of yours gave it? Gale quickly closed the card. It's from Orem. He's quite attentive. Gale looked at the bright and energetic sunflowers and remembered Orem's goodness more and more in her heart. They met by chance and did not know each other, but he helped her a lot. Now, he also sent flowers to comfort her. Joe secretly breathed a sigh of relief. It was a false alarm. He illy thought, who would even like this tigress of summer? On second thought, why was he nervous? Joe turned around and walked to the office. Summer looked at his back. Is there something wrong with him? This bunch of tricks provoked him. Is jealousy a disease? Jealous? Orem gives you flowers. Why is he jealous? Does he like, no? Summer was stunned. Summer, is there a possibility that Joe was jealous by mistake and was sulking? Summer was even more confused. Huh? What do you mean? I didn't understand. Gale put the sunflower in the pantry of the office. It's so beautiful, full of vitality and hope. Let everyone enjoy it. It will brighten everyone's days. Chapter 209. The appearance of Orem, to her, was like this bunch of flowers. Bright. It was his light that saved her when she was at her darkest. Night fell. Gale dragged her tired body back to Temporally Hall. After washing up, she put on her headphones as usual. Susan's voice rang. While listening, she casually drew the design draft on the paper with a pencil. Until the dean's voice sounded from the earphones, Gale stopped the pen in his hand instantly. She listened intently for fear that she had missed a word. The conversation lasted only a short time, half an hour. It completely exposed the whole thing that their father and daughter arranged and planned. Gale was innocent from beginning to end and was framed by them. What was more important was that Gale grasped the two most important sentences. Anyway, she doesn't know whose child it is. I'm a normal person, and yet I've been in pain for several days, but she's a pregnant woman, and it's like nothing happened. Gale did not know who the father of the child was. Only the dean and Susan knew. However, the second sentence made Gale feel weird. Why did Susan say, she is a normal person? This was not right. Gale held her breath slightly, her brain running fast. Susan was not a normal person, she was a pregnant woman. Dean was only concerned about Susan, and there was no mention of the aborted child. Normal people, pregnant women. Suddenly, Gale had an epiphany and completely understood what had happened. Susan was not pregnant at all. There was no pregnancy, so there is no possibility of miscarriage. That was why Susan complained to Dean that after rolling down the steps, her body hurt. There are bruises because this was the biggest injury she suffered. There was no miscarriage. Abortions are very harmful to a woman's body. Generally speaking, after a miscarriage, it is necessary to sit in confinement. If they do not take good care, it may be difficult to get pregnant again in the future. However, Susan did not care at all. Gale stood up excitedly. No pregnancy, no miscarriage. Susan had faked the whole thing, she did this to win Sean over. She hurriedly took off her earphones and walked out quickly. The chance to overthrow Susan was finally here. Fake pregnancy and miscarriage are such a big deal. She would not believe that Sean could still sit back and watch and continue to keep Susan by her side. Sean, who often dealt with the rich and powerful, hates deceit and betrayal the most. Susan stepped on his Achilles heel. Gail clenched her palm tightly and walked toward the main hall quickly. However, Sean had yet to return. She turned around decisively, and as soon as she was about to leave, she bumped into someone. A magnetic male voice sounded from above her head. "In such a hurry to hug me. Sean." Gail looked up at him, eyes sparkling. "You're back. I'm looking for you." What a coincidence. She almost drove to the company. Chapter 210. She could not wait for another second. Looking at her clear eyes, Sean's heartbeat seemed to miss a beat. In front of him, Gail rarely showed such an expression. Expectation, hope, smart and beautiful. She was so looking forward to seeing him. Sean's mood improved involuntarily, and he did not even realize that the corners of his lips were raised. Even his voice softened. "Looking for me?" Gail nodded. "Yes. Why did you return so late? Are you working overtime in the company?" "Well, I had a meeting." Gail stretched out her hand and pulled at the corner of his clothes. "I have something to tell you. Do you have time now?" Sean could not resist her. Sure enough, men loved girls who were gentle, well-behaved, and coquettish. Sean had always been rational, but after a brief dizziness, he slowly calmed down. He looked down at her hand. "I'm sorry." Gail withdrew his hand and smoothed the corner of his clothes. "I'm a little excited." Thinking that she was about to expose Susan in front of Sean, she had incomparable excitement and anticipation in her heart. Sean stepped toward the living room and said, "What do you want to say? You're so happy." Gail was really happy and could not hide it. She followed behind him until he sat down on the sofa before she said, "I found a secret. It can also be said that I found a way to prove my innocence." Sean was so smart he quickly guessed, "It has something to do with Susan." "Yes, I didn't drag her down the steps, and I don't have any intention of harming her. Everything is directed and framed by her." "Where's the evidence?" "The evidence is on Susan herself." Sean squinted slightly. "What do you mean?" "I need Susan to come over now. She not only framed me but also told a big lie," Gail said. Gail's voice echoed in the living room. Her expression and tone were so firm. Sean looked at her a few times. After a brief silence, he turned his head to the housekeeper. "Go, call Susan." "Yes, Mr. Wood." Gail shook unconsciously, her palms wet with sweat. Sean stopped talking, crossed his legs, played with the cigarette with his fingertips, and did not light it. It turned out that she was so excited because she had caught Susan. He thought. Gail was expecting him to go home. Forget it. He thought too much. Susan, who received the call, did not know what was going on. "Mr. Wood asked me to come to Temporally Y Hall." "Yes, Miss Susan, come over as soon as possible." "Mr. Wood said anything?" No, Susan knew that the housekeeper never liked her. She could not get any information, so she hung up the phone. She was a little uneasy. Mr. Wood had never called her over so suddenly without notice. With an uneasy mood, Susan came to Temporally Hall. Mr. Wood, you're looking for me. Do you miss me? Although she was a little uneasy, Susan still had a smile on her face. I came here as soon as I got the call. What's the matter? Sean said calmly, sit.